on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the business of America's small business. And I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. There is big news for small business. The headline, CNBC, Fed Chair Powell indicates interest rate cuts ahead. The quote, "The time has come for policy to adjust." Ah, yes. After living with money expensive for the last year, more expensive than any time in the last two decades, it looks like the Fed has decided that some of its job is done. The interest rates are headed toward 2%. The other part of its job, unemployment, though, I hear stories, and that's why I'm glad Gene's here, because they might be false witness. Gene, a very good evening to you. Is this good news for small business, or is this only the big guys? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, of course, it's good news to see interest rates eventually fall. But let's take just a little bit of a look back at history, okay? I mean, the Fed raised this rate, their federal funds rate, which is the rate, John, that the Federal Reserve charges its member banks to borrow from them. They raised that rate 11 times over 16 months. It was an unprecedented run, and this was all to combat inflation. It worked pretty good to the extent that the Fed was able to decrease its balance sheet of available money supply by over 20% during that 16-month period, which is good news. But of course, they still had to battle a lot of government stimulus spending that thwarted some of their efforts. But in the end, they were able to bring inflation down from, you know, a high of 9% in 2022 and down to about 2.9% in its last reading. It's not going away. It's not at the level that they want to be. Their target is 2%, but it made, you know, it is a big jump. So now Fed Chairman Powell, under a lot of pressure, is saying, you know, is it time to reduce this, you know, the interest rate? Now, the interest rate that businesses are paying right now, the prime rate for commercial loans, is about 8.5%. Individuals for mortgages are paying anywhere between 6 to 7%. So a drop in the Fed's interest rate to banks means that we should be seeing that drop, positively affecting interest rates that businesses are using, as well as individual mortgage rates as well. However, like I said at the very beginning, remember that the Fed raised this rate 11 times. It was like 2% originally, all the way up to, where it is now. So there's, even reducing it by 25 basis points or 50 basis points, that's a half a percent. You know, it takes a while for that to reverberate through the system, and it's still not a significant, number. If a business is paying 8.5, their prime rate is now, and most of my clients are paying a couple points above that, so they're paying 10.5, maybe 11% for working capital equipment loans. You know, maybe the rate will go down to 10 to 11%. It's still not enough. The good news is it's a step in the right direction, of course, John, and we hope that the Fed will continue to lower rates over the next year or so, to make financing that much more affordable, both for businesses and for homeowners. You know, where the real estate industry needs a jolt, and they need these mortgage rates to go down so people get out of their 2.5-3% mortgages and have some incentive to sell their homes and take on other mortgages. So, again, not an enormous impact I'm expecting to see, but it's headed in the right direction, and it's a good sign that the economy has gotten stronger, strong enough, and inflation's under control to the extent where the Fed feels comfortable to do this.
There are layoffs underway. I'm familiar with them in the high-tech business, California, and other pockets of high-tech across the country. But you've guided me to a story. Layoffs aren't just to cut costs. They're cover for firing employees. So all that time recovering from the pandemic, it was said that the advantage was to the employee because there was so much demand and people were looking to reestablish their momentum with new employees. There were multiple bids. There were lots of games going on. Now, has the Has the advantage switched to the employer? Is that what's happened, Gene?
It is moving very fast in that direction. And the cycle, the pendulum always swings both ways. I've been writing about and even probably complaining to you, John, for a while about some of the behavior of employees, public behavior on social media, quietly quitting, taking vacations and not reporting them, coffee badging, showing up at the office, swiping your badge and then leaving, all of these different employee trends. They think they're pulling the wool over their employers and they're advertising it on social, their Twitter accounts and their LinkedIn accounts. And I've always been like, man, this is going to come back to bite you. And it is, because the economy is cyclical. So as the economy has softened a little bit and job openings have decreased significantly from the height, after the pandemic, employers are becoming a lot more picky. Add to that the fact that AI is starting to have a bite into this economy, just starting, where a lot of, some big employers, some of the biggest names that you can think out there in financial services and retail have already said that they're cutting back on employees, customer service agents and computer programmers, for example, that aren't really needed now that AI can do some of this work. And we're just getting started. So, I think the pendulum has changed to, the advantage of the employer, and, the employers themselves, they're using any downturn in the economy to say that they have to cut back on employees for financial reasons. But the real reason is they're cutting the fat and they're using the, any downturn as cover. My advice to you, again, if you're listening to this and you're an employee at a company, you've always got to be proving your value every single day. You are competing against the economy, other workers, and now AI to keep your jobs. And the best employees will always rise to the top, but the ones that can be replaced, they will be replaced, particularly those ones that are, complaining and doing things like quiet quitting and coffee badging, John.
We go to a detail about people in employment situations, what makes you attractive and what not. This is an odd approach to it, AI. But my understanding from this article, Gene, is that employers are now thinking ahead and they're looking to reward people who are AI savvy. That will become part of the workplace, much like Microsoft became part of the workplace with its suite of programs. What's that, 20, 25 years ago, they would ask you when you're interviewing, are you familiar with, and then they'd name a program. And I suppose that will be AI working with it. I work with AI every day. It's my copy editor, and I'm very comfortable with it. I've mentioned it to you several times, but I don't even think about it anymore. So I imagine that's where we're headed.
We are. And, AI, and I can name numerous cases of companies from Goldman Sachs to Klarna to Citigroup to many others, Walmart as well, that are just now starting to roll out AI applications to, test for security, to do programming, to chat back and forth with customers. And the AI is getting smarter and smarter. So employees have got to be on their toes when it comes to this. These tools are great tools to help employees do more work. They shouldn't make you be afraid for your job. They should be viewed as something that can enable you to do more work and better work in the same amount of time and become a more valuable employee. I think the smart employees who realize that will do fine. But the ones that resist it, they're going to have some problems.
Politics and business. Is it a complicated story, Gene? I learned from my father 60 years ago, they don't mix. Has anything changed?
No, it is. It never ceases to amaze me. I mean, I'm gonna write a piece about this for The Guardian, I think, next week, about different stories around the country, frankly, around the world. I mean, it's not just in the U.S., where businesses take the side of certain politicians. They host political events. They hang signs supporting some political stance on something or some controversial electioneer issue, John. And I understand that people get passionate. And I understand that there is this mix between business and the political worlds. Some employees want business owners to take a stand, to be more political. But I mean, come on, John. It never seems to really work out very well, does it? I mean, look at Disney in Florida. I mean, look at some of the other companies. Look at Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch. You know, they try to reach out to certain groups of customers to attract them. And they, by doing so, they take a political stand and they receive nothing but backlash for doing that. When it comes to small businesses, you know, particularly in smaller towns all around the country, I myself have lots of clients, John, that they'll put a sign on their front lawn of their business supporting a political party or your political, you know, a politician. And I always shake my head, and I've often told different clients, you really shouldn't be doing that, because in this polarized environment, you're going to wind up angering half of your customers and half of your employees as well. You know, you keep your politics to the voting box, and you really should just be all business and not get involved in anything else. I have some clients that have resisted, and they've resisted to their benefit. And when people say you should be more involved and have more of a social stance, they can say, listen, I do things on my own time and personal time, but the workplace is not a place for politics. Those are the ones that handle this very well.
You bring to the table a story from Philadelphia, Philly Voice, about, as you characterize it, the dark side of immigration. Men and women without documents are being exploited by, in this case, I guess it's a moving van company, but that might be going on all across the country.
Yeah, and you know, I can specifically tell you, I have a client outside of Philadelphia, unrelated to this moving company, that runs into the same similar situations. This moving company located outside of Philadelphia was hiring undocumented people. These immigrants have families to feed. They have issues they're trying to deal with, and they work for much less wages and no benefits and long hours. And there are some bad actors out there, some not. I mean, clearly very much in the minority, but some small business owners that really are bad actors. And they hire these people to do this work. And, you know, it is really a problem. You know what I mean? It really creates an issue for people that are trying to abide by the law and do the right thing, John, you know. And unfortunately, it makes it harder for everybody when these bad actors are not, there's no rules against them. So I just, it's bad for the employees, it's bad for the immigrants, and it's also bad for the competitors that are trying to abide by the law. So this is an issue that just really has to be addressed. Immigration reform, it'll clear the path for employers to hire people, and it'll certainly hopefully clear the path for people to get better jobs. And, you know, that's very much needed in this economy.
Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK edition, US edition, our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. And for all of us boomers selling our businesses next, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.